Welcome you to your Commissioners Court meeting for October the 25th, 2010. We will begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, and the pledge will be led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where we can speak freely, worship freely, and actively participate in a government for the people, by the people. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today, that we may, that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reason. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take the items under purchasing. Item A, award IFB term contract for HVAC maintenance and repair for Ford Park to Alliance Mechanical Services. Item B, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer from Allied Mechanical Services for the HVAC maintenance at Ford Park. Item C, approve renewal of term contract for crushed slag and asphalt products for Jefferson County for a period of from November 2nd, 2010 to November 1st, 2011 with KAT Excavation and Construction, Inc. and Martin Marietta Company. Item D, consider and possibly approve, receive, and file job order contract with Centerline Construction with Centerline Construction Repair, Correctional Facility Rear Pamphlet Wall Damage. What in the world does all that mean? Due to Hurricane Ike, in the amount of $97,919.59. This is in accordance with the interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item E, receive and file the scope of services with Leap Engineering LLC for the McFadden National Wildlife Refuge overwash protection berm. This project will involve task 1, 2, and 3 in the amount not to exceed $86,000. The project's located in precinct number 3. Item F, consider and possibly approve interdepartmental transfer of a 2008 Ford Crown Victoria. Is authorized by the government code. The automobile will be removed from Constable Precinct 2 inventory and added to the inventory of the Sheriff's Department. And item G is also an interdepartment transfer of a 2005 Ford Crown Victoria removed from Constable Precinct 1 and added to the Sheriff's Department. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion.
I'll second.
And a second. Discussion. Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And all opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider the entering or termination of a burn ban order. Item B, consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming the week of October 24th-30th, 2010 as pro bono week. And we will have a speaker in just a minute, Mr. Jimmy Hamm. Item C, consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute an interlocal agreement with Hewen Centers, Inc. Item D, consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute oil, gas, and mineral lease with Sampson Oil and Gas USA, Inc. Judge Walker was appointed as receiver in the cause number out of district court, and to execute an identical oil, gas, and mineral lease with Sampson Oil and Gas, where Judge Walker was also appointed receiver in another case out of district court. Item E, received and filed executed oil and gas lease with Sampson Oil and Gas USA, Inc.
Motion to approve.
Have a motion?
For clarification, that motion is to continue the burn ban?
Yes, I talked with Mr. Got an email from Mr. Fountain this morning, and everyone seems to think it's to the best interest of the county to leave that burn ban in effect.
I'll second.
And there's a second. What is the interlocal agreement with Hewen Centers? Anybody?
Your Honor, the Hewen Center operates a public charter school, the Bob Hope School,
yeah,
which became a public school approximately 2 years ago. And as a public charter school, they are therefore authorized to enter into interlocal agreements with other governmental entities. They have asked to do that with us so that Precinct 3 could patch their parking lot at their expense.
Okay. And we did not really know whether it was necessary or not to put item D on there, but out of abundance of caution, we're asking the court to approve that also. All right, is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. Mr. Hamm, did you come up, please, sir?
Here, Your Honor.
Read that, right there.
Judge and Commissioners, I want to thank you all for passing this proclamation. This is our second annual National Celebrate Pro Bono Week. It's was quite a success last year due to you all giving us a similar proclamation. It is an opportunity for the county to recognize the citizens and the community assistance that is offered by the Jefferson County Bar Association. I'm proud to stand here as our chairman for the pro bono board. I'm proud because statistically throughout the state, our percentage of volunteers that come forward and assist is over and above all other areas, specifically based upon population. Over a third of our bar is actively involved in giving us assistance that is vital to those citizens in our county who without it couldn't come forward to get legal assistance in areas other than criminal. You know, we all, as the court knows, we all have a court-appointed system for those matters, but it's the civil areas that really needs the assistance. And this is our opportunity to recognize our volunteers. I'm standing here to say thank you for all the help that they've given us in the past, for making us one that's so easily recognized, and for this commissioner's court for giving us that proclamation, because it's going to help put out the publicity there that needs to be noted. Thank you.
Well, I want to say this, counsel. I personally believe that the success of this program in recent years has been a result of Jimmy Hamm's dedication to that program. I don't know how many times you've been named pro bono lawyer of the year, but Jimmy goes out of his way to assist people with their legal difficulties at no charge. And I know you spent hundreds of hours during your tenure doing just that, helping others. And I want to thank you for it.
Thank you, Judge. Appreciate it.
County Auditor, consider and approve fiscal year 2010 budget transfer for the correctional facility. This is a year-end accruals for inmate medical cost in the amount of $200,000. Item B, consider and approve intergovernmental agreement with the City of Port Arthur and Port of Port Arthur for funding of the 2008 Port Security Grant Program. Jefferson County is the fiduciary agent for distribution of funds in this grant. Item C, payment of regular county bills, check number 345639 through check number 345879. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and possibly approve the Sheriff's Office, Chapter 59, Fiscal Year 2010 Asset Forfeiture Annual Report. Item B, consider and possibly approve a revisited interlocal agreement between the cities of Needle and Port Neches in Jefferson County governing the operations of the Narcotic Task Force. Item C, consider and possibly approve an application to the Department of Army Corps of Engineers for the construction of docks and marine operations center at Sabine Pass Port Authority. This project is funded by a port security grant under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. There is no cost to Jefferson County. Anyone have any comments on those items?
I move for approval.
Okay, have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Just that I'd like to thank Chief Hobbs. I know he's put in a lot of work, had a couple of setbacks due to hurricanes and whatever, but thanks, Chief, for the time you put in on this.
Best I remember, you've been doing this for 5 years now. Have you learned to operate the boat yet? Okay, well, hopefully you'll have one. Okay, did we vote on that?
No, sir.
Okay, all in favor of those items on the Sheriff's Department say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. And that concludes the agenda.
Judge, before we close out, I want to compliment our district clerk, Ms. Lolita Ramos, because of the excellent job she did with the walkathon for the Healthy Heart this weekend, and a very strong showing from Jefferson County, and Mitch Woods, the sheriff. He had a team out there also, and compliment the staff for going out early in the morning and representing the county real well.
Oh, that's great. I bet you the sheriff didn't do any of the walking.
You got it right.
All righty. You want to deny that, Sheriff? To the bathroom. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We're adjourned.